The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience.
I'm actually going to be stepping down from the chairpersonship here this month.
We start with an exclusive speaking on an episode of the Podland podcast to be released later today. Rob Greenley has announced he's to step down as chair of the Podcast Academy this month as part of significant changes in the Board of Governors. The board has decided to re-elect all new officers, he says. Greenley has also announced in his Podland interview that Libsyn has decided not to support the new Podcasting 2.0 namespace at this time. We're definitely monitoring it, he says. We're very supportive of what Adam Curry's doing, but we're primarily working on our new Libsyn 5 tools. It's in our roadmap to consider against a lot of other things that are going on as far as priorities in the company. AdsWiz and Simplecast have released their podcast trends report for 2020. Among a lot of useful data, they tell us that by September 2020, available podcast ad inventory had grown by 51% from the start of the year. A third of indie podcasters think that unique listeners are more important than downloads, and podcasts now represent 19% of all digital audio buys. The BBC has launched the BBC World Service International Podcast Competition. It's open to people living in Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa. If that's you, you've got until January the 22nd to enter. iHeartRadio is still the number one podcaster, says Podtrac. They've 32% more US unique monthly listeners than podcasts from NPR, and 26% more global downloads, though they do have 10 times more shows. The Daily is still the US's most popular podcast too. An incomplete ranker, Podtrac measures participating publishers only. Paul Kondo's excellent weekly Podcast Gumbo newsletter is going to come out every fortnight from now on. It'll allow him to listen to more podcasts. His Podcast Gumbo podcast is also to end. Time for something bigger and better, he says. The Podfest Global Summit returns in March. They're currently looking for speaker submissions with a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. And Podfriend has just launched a native Mac app, one of the most complete Podcast 2.0 apps. It's available in Alpha today. And in podcast news, the Daily from the New York Times is Michael Barbaro is the subject of an interview for OZY. He claims to be still terrified of interviews. And Real Housewives of Dallas stars Cameron Westcott and Kerry Brittingham are diving into podcasting with a new show starting next week called Cam and Kerry Do Dallas. The show is from Yay Networks, which also produces and distributes two other podcasts with Real Housewives of Dallas cast members, The Weekly Dose of BS and I Don't Give a Rip. This update from PodNews with help from Memberful. You can sell memberships to your podcast audience and make money. Memberful also works with your existing podcast hosting, so there's no need to change anything. You can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.